Coach, do you have an update on Billy Winn at all?
No, Billy's x-rays were okay yesterday, but this morning he was going for further testing, and I haven't gotten that information yet, so apologize, but we'll know more later today.
How about the injuries to Duke and West? Are they going to, you know, if they'll be lingering for a
while? Duke could be a little bit. We're confident we can get Terrence back, especially just kind of butted up against the day off, so we feel coming back out on our next day out here, Tuesday, that Terrence will have a shot then.
You got three backs on bikes. Will you need to add a back, do you think, or can you go with the
guys? I'm going to get together with Ray after this. Always when we have these breaks that we evaluate where we are from an injury standpoint and timetables, who's coming back, and if we need to add, that certainly is a position will probably be the first one discussed.
And did Winston tweak something in the conditioning run?
No, Winston showed up with a little bit of a ding. So we're hopeful. I think he's close to getting back though. So that's another guy we're hopeful that if we can get Terrence back, you know, Tuesday or within the next couple of days after that, and Glenn, then we'll obviously be in a little better shape.
Do you have anything on Painter and Lundy leaving?
No, I don't have. I know they were going in to be evaluated, so we'll have more on that next time.
I think we talked to you right at the end of the spring ball about Beard this year. You know, it seems like you're getting a lot of high reps. What's he doing well to merit those right now?
Pierre's, you know, very passionate about football, and he wants to get better. He knows he had a lot of ground to cover. He's very coachable, and he's got an NFL skill set, but he just had a lot of ground to make up given his background. But he's a guy that comes out and works to get better every day.
How did the players recover from the first day of pads?
I thought they did a good job. I mean, that's the one thing that we really emphasize. I think our training staff and weight staff do a good job with maximizing the recovery, whether it's a recovery trailer, which is out front, where they can get off their feet for a little bit, or just, you know, giving them from a schedule standpoint, just understanding when we can get them off their feet and giving them a little extra time at night. So I think overall, I mean, there might be a few examples of the opposite, but I think overall I think our guys handled it pretty well.
Coach Johnny looked really comfortable in the shotgun. Is that something you guys would look more to do?
No, I mean, I just think that's part of the install. There are times based on the defensive look, and we were getting a lot of pressure looks defensively, that there are times where you want to give your running back a little bit of space for his pickup. So if there's kind of traffic in the A-gap, like right near the center, a lot of times the quarterbacks have the option to get into the gun. So some of those instances came up. And other ones were called plays, but obviously he's very comfortable there.
Mike, is the pistol still involved in the
I know that formation, that the concept of the back, you know, behind the quarterback in the gun, it's in the playbook. And I just think as we go, I think that's more of a game plan thing. But I certainly could see us in some of it as camp goes on.
Haven't seen it out here yet.
No, but I think we're still very early. I mean, we went back to the beginning of our installation, so I think there are a lot of plays that you can – really, any play that you run with the quarterback under center and the back at home behind them, you can run from the pistol. So I think that's something that we can graduate to a little bit later on.
Terrell Pryor jumped off the first couple of days. 2 days in pads, where do you think he's at now?
He doesn't look out of place. I mean, it's still very early, very extremely early, you know, too early to tell. But he does not look out of place. I mean, he does some good things. He's just behind from the learning standpoint and the subtleties of playing receiver. But if you would ask, hey, where would he be at this point, I would think we would all agree that he's ahead of where we thought he would be.
So whose idea were those jerseys?
They were my idea.
Are you gonna market those?
How do you describe those for us?
Well, the original idea was to be more of the military green camo, but when we contacted the league about it, they would prefer that we stayed within our team colors, so that's how that became orange and brown camo. So now I've seen how some of you in this group dress, so I don't know if I'm going to be very open to fashion advice. You know who you are, too.
Just to be keeping a record, did the offense win the competition?
They did. They did. It came down to the last play, which was great. And then that's what that period's for. And I told him afterwards, like, that's our season will hinge on those plays. Third and five at the end of the game, you get a first down, you can run out the clock. If you get a stop on defense, you get a chance to win it, or you can win it right there. So those are the things that we want to simulate in practice, and I was glad it came down to the last play.
Mike, Terrell Pryor, he did get some first team reps today. The things that you've been seeing on film, that he weren't those reps?
No, I just think that's part of, Joker has his rotation, a lot, especially with those skill position groups, working guys through. Or it might be a certain play that we wanted that he hadn't gotten yet that was called with the one, so you go ahead and insert him with that. So I wouldn't put, at this point in camp, I wouldn't put much stock into kind of who's, especially in the skill groups, who's going with what group.
Benjamin made some catches today, and he was productive as a receiver last year. What did you see from him as a receiver last year that maybe you didn't know coming in?
Yeah, I think he surprised all of us last year. I think he was kind of looked at, okay, he's a returner, he's on the bubble because he's coming off a knee, how effective is he going to be? And he never really got going as a returner, but certainly showed his capability as a wideout. I mean, it was a surprise. It was a very pleasant one. And then what's encouraging this year is if you talk to him and ask him, hey, how do you feel compared to a year ago? I mean, it's night and day, and that's usually true with that type of injury, that it takes to that next year to really feel back to being your old self.
Mike, was there a positive step for Phil Taylor to be in there? The run drill looked like he was...
Yeah, working it. A lot of that, leaving that up to him. How do you feel? You ready to take some reps? And so we'll be on his pace for a while till he gets to the point where he feels real comfortable with it.
Have you guys talked about using drones at all to film any part of practice? Have you looked into that?
Yeah, I think that, didn't they get outlawed by the...
band?
Yeah, I think the FCC or whatever it is, FAA, yeah. So I know some teams had talked about it, but then you start worrying about airspace. That's one of the last things I want to have to worry about.
Like there's an airport within 40 miles.
Yeah, that's true.